November 10th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here, reflecting about spam. So much spam. I seem to be getting more spam with the upgrade to OS X Lion. Seems like the junk filter just hasn't been working as strongly in the mail client. And even before then, seems like I click on certain things and say they're junk, and then they just keep ending up in the inbox. I know that's all IP address plays and stuff like that, but wish we was a little smarter. So it takes me a long time to get through spam. However, my friend Ronald suggested Spam Sieve. It's $30, which is a little steep, but I've been trying it out. I've got 19 more days to try it out. I'll definitely have to buy it at the end because now I've trained all this spam to be spam. But basically, you set it up. It's pretty easy with the directions on the site. And you turn off your own junk folder, and then Spam Sieve starts collecting spam in a file in a folder that you create called spam, and then you help train it. It comes in at different colors, and what's nice is, like, right now I'm looking at 343 pieces of spam. Now that's from last night to today, and the stuff I've already trained it is in gray, so I don't have to even look at that headline. Stuff that is still being trained is in blue, I guess, and then things that are unknown are in different colors, and I haven't really taken the time to look at what the colors are, but there's some orange and red here, and so I need to check to see if that's actually spam. So, like, here's one coming from my Zinio account in here, and it's orange, and I'm going to train that to be good, and it'll immediately get out of the spam folder and go back into my inbox. So it's pretty good. It used to take me, you know, forever to get through spam, but now, because of the colors, and I only have to check several pieces to see is that really spam or not, and if it is, then I train it, and hopefully it doesn't come back again to be to need retraining. So Spam Sieve, a little pricey, $30. Definitely going to buy it. Little concern about if they ever go belly up, or if it no longer works for me anymore, then does that mean I have to go back to my junk folder and retrain everything again? But $30, even for a year, would probably be worth it in the time that I save going through spam.